Hello, welcome to the Tony Ryan podcast.
This is Zoe, who's in Sydney.
Zoe is inside me, more like. Sorry.
Starting you. Hello?
Hi, Zoe?
Oh my God, is that Tony?
Yeah, hi, Zoe. It's Tony and Ryan. Yeah. Also, Zoe is here.
Will you approve the podcast?
Oh, sorry, and Ryan. Of course I will.
Yeah, because we were a bit worried actually, Zoe, because you didn't answer our first call, so we thought maybe you didn't want to.
Well, I was going to, but you guys said you'd call me at 10:30. You called me at 11:08.
That's got real big Ryan energy about it.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. I emailed Zoe last night and said, what are you doing at 10:30?
Last night? Mate, you told me that you organised these last week.
Nah, because we're out of the studio next week, so I had to do a little ring around.
Mm.
Yeah. But Zoe, thanks for joining us. The pleasure's all ours. Sorry to interrupt your day.
Hey, it's Zoe from Middleton Grange, New South Wales, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today, if you like burgers, ribs or steak, or like, you know, if you're a meat person that just loves to treat yourself, I've got a recommendation of sauce.
Oh.
Because you know sometimes, especially with steak, they're like, what do you want? And there's like 50 options.
Sure.
You know, like the Diane sauce, peppercorn, the mustard, the peppercorn, yeah. the red wine juge. Is that what it's called?
Juge.
Yeah. There's so many. I've got the elite choice and that's coming up today.
Okay.
Your life will, oh. And this, if you're in the hospitality game, cancel your other sauces. Get this one.
Okay.
I know the condiment of choice for the people.
Okay.
Have I gone too hard on this?
No, I just wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, neither was I when I saw it on the menu. And I went, oh, why bother with anything else?
Great. Can't wait. Can't you wait to...
I don't think I can.
To get there?
No,
do you mind
so.
If we do things you can say on the construction site and also in the bedroom first?
I would love to say things you can say. All right, you go first.
Whoa, big one. Think I need an extra permit to drive it.
Okay, this is me digging for those that can't see.
Beautiful. Oh.
I'm sorry, Tony. That's as deep as I can go.
No, I keep going.
Yeah,
I'm going to need you to keep digging until I tell you to stop. Oh, show me that dump truck.
Do I have a dump truck?
Your booty?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knocked a plant over at your house in my booty the other day. Remember that?
Yeah. See, you were embarrassed, but also you were like, what?
I was embarrassed because I was like, oh, my big bum's gotten it. But
you're like, my booty.
Call me J-Lo.
Miss Lodge, I believe you requested a jackhammering.
I did several days ago. Tradies are always late.
Hopefully you're not late after this. Sorry.
Hopefully not. Oh, we've struck oil.
The deeper you go, the wetter it gets. So next to my house, the construction site. We've talked about the turf
wall. Oh, the turf wall, yep.
They've hit water. Because they're trying to do an underground car park and now they can't because every time they dig deep. And the guy says to me, oh, what's going on? Problem. And with a straight face, this guy goes, yeah, every time we dig down that deep, it just starts filling up with water. And obviously...
I just could not do that job.
Yeah.
I'd give him a hard hat, see you later. But surely don't they know that in advance? Like,
You would have thought...
Don't they have to do all that, like... testing to make sure that they can get there.
Have you seen all the pipes on the
yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's because they've.
But like.
Yeah. Yep. That's what. Yeah.
Okay. Do all of the apprentices have to watch?
How else will you learn?
Learning on the job, on the hand job.
Fuck! That's a huge crack. Any volunteers to fill it? Can I also just send a shout out to my mate Tony Lodge, who is laughing her ass off but trying to remain silent so phlegm and snot doesn't fall out of her face?
It's so that literally my throat doesn't open up and we all die.
Yeah, and I respect that.
But I am laughing so hard. It's very difficult.
I can see.
Luckily, it's a video. Look, we've been at this for hours. I'm not getting any closer. Do you want to go and have a ciggy?
Have a smoke on, we'll have a crack again after lunch.
The problem solving's just not working for me today.
Am I concrete and are you a hot day?
Why?
Because whenever you come around, I get real hard real fast.
Want to write my name in ya? Sorry. I don't even know what that means.
How do you spell your name, sweetheart? I'll write it in.
I'll write it in. You know how, like, if you'd see wet cement, like, as a kid, you'd, like, try and...
Oh, no, I get it.
Okay.
Well, I get that side of it.
Oh, yeah. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yep.
Okay. It seems weird to do this and then have a chalky milk.
Doesn't seem weird to me.
The two just don't really make sense.
Not with that attitude.
You're doing heavy, sweaty work and then filling yourself up with milk.
Seriously, the construction diet is... How those guys are jacked and
how
just
are they not
pounding
dead?
Pies and eating, drinking iced coffee.
And fucking like monster energy drink and stuff. Maybe that's all a
ruse.
Like maybe that's not what actually happens, just seems like it.
Well, maybe because they do so much physical work.
It counteracts.
Well, they can eat and drink whatever they want because they're burning it off anyway.
Oh, maybe we should get a job in construction. No, I don't.
What the fuck?
High beers. More like high jeers. Oh!
Sparks are flying.
Today's actually my RDO. Yeah, regular.
God, no, what is RDO?
My regular dick orgasm. They get them every fortnight.
RDO. Ram dick in orifice.
Really delightful orgasm. Oh, have you got your RDO today? Yeah, I had a really delightful orgasm.
I have an RDO every second Monday.
The boss gives it to us for free.
It's part of our contract.
A regular, delightful orgasm.
Let us know if you have an RDO regularly.
And whether the boss is good or what about it, you know.
How do I drill? I screw, then I nut, then I bolt.
That is so funny, and that's actually how it works.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hit it and quit it? No. I screw nut and bolt.
Oh, fuck, I think you've put a crack in me slab.
If we keep going past 5 o'clock, we'll get overtime.
Did you know the astronauts can't do this job?
Yeah, if the world was in danger.
We would go to space. Yeah.
Really drilling? Oh.
Look, PPE is really important to us, mate. Do you have your own hard hat or are you circumcised?
Do you want to see my PPE? My perfect penile erection?
Do you want to see my PPE?
Oh, typical. One bloke's doing all the work while three of his mates are just standing around watching. Leaning on a shovel.
Getting paid for nothing. Yeah. I pay good money for them to come around here, dig a hole in my asphalt.
Yeah. Deliver me some RDOs.
I'm paying good money for these RDOs.
I'm copping it so hard and so often, I'm going to have to call my union rep. What just happened?
I can't laugh at the moment. And so I just squawked like a bird. You're going to have to talk to your union rep about your RDOs. Your regular dick orifice.
Hey, it's Zoe from Middleton Grange, New South Wales, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive thank you to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon.
Yep.
Still making our way through names from May, by the
still
way.
Still May.
Yeah, late May, but yep. May all the same. Madison Hodem, thank you so much. Sherry Gill, Brock Hamill, Melissa Barclay, TJ Desnuts. Don't know if that's
is that a D's Nuts joke?
D's Nuts. I don't know.
How about D's Nuts?
Emily Marie, Amy, Antonia Hackle, Molly Dubay, Nathan Carter, Gina, Hannah Shaw, and a very special happy birthday to Zachary Harrington's husband, Thomas, who turns 30 today.
Oh, happy 30th.
So if you're listening to this on the 18th of October, happy birthday, Thomas.
Happy birthday.
Happy 30th.
Have a good
They've
one.
Had a bit of a rough trot of late.
Oh.
So big happy birthday.
Hopefully this shout out is the one thing.
I'd say it would.
It's the start of it.
It's the antidote. It's the one that the government have been keeping a secret.
Yeah. Are you all right, mate? You're still a bit not. Do you want to have another sip of your green
I've
juice?
I've just had a little sip of my green juice. So.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So I haven't been very well. I think I'm just a little bit run down.
Yep.
We've been traveling a bit. We've actually got a lot of travel coming up
yep.
as well. And so there's just been a lot of stuff going on. And as you know, I'm like not great with admin on a regular basis. Like I don't like it when things pop up that like need my attention.
Yep.
And I'm kind of like moving around a lot of things at the moment. That sounds really dodgy, but like kind of changing things over.
Oh, I had an appointment with the dentist and you obviously can't go to the dentist when you got
a
cold.
Couldn't go to the dentist. So I've got to like fucking reshuffle
yeah.
everything. And you know, just like a million things. And also the emails roll in the same way that they do when you're well.
And then we had an extra public holiday for when the Queen, the day of mourning,
yep.
Rest in peace. And you had a hair appointment and something else that day and they had to reschedule and change it.
Like, so this hair appointment that I'd booked for 4 months or whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to get
then
in there.
Had to, so then, you know, like lately just everything's been like a bit fucking crazy.
You know what's also crazy? There's probably someone listening that's got 5 kids and goes, oh, Tony, you know what? It must be hard.
No, I'm absolutely not saying my life is the hardest.
Yeah,
at the moment, it's just hard for me.
I actually know that you've had to do a lot of bullshit at the moment.
There's just a lot of stuff.
I know that that's true, but I'm hearing this and I'm like, oh, yeah, couldn't have an afternoon off to get your hair done until next week. Oh, fuck, mate.
Well, the annoying thing with that, right?
No wonder you run down.
It sounds so stupid,
yeah.
right? It sounds like, oh, fuck, I've got to. But you sit, it's like dead time.
It is.
It's like 4 hours of like not being able to do really much else.
Yeah.
And you have to still fit it into your day. Like,
yep.
I can't imagine doing that. And then also having children or whatever.
Yeah.
But like in fairness, that's why I've chosen not to have them.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to deal with that admin.
Yeah.
Anyway, but so the last few weeks have just been really crazy. I'm a bit run down. And so the last few days I've had like, you know, a lot of days on the couch.
Yeah.
Where I've been like, call
it's
me
added
if
up.
You, I've been like, call me if you need me. I'm online, but like I just need to rest. I just need to like kind of lay in my filth for a bit.
Yeah. Well, I've seen people push through and be sick for 3 months.
Exactly.
Like, hey, take a few days and just get better.
And so it's kind of hard because with this job, like if I'm not well, like nothing happens. Right. Like, because I'm literally not here.
Yeah.
It was like when you were sick and we were like, oh, well, I'll like build some backup episodes or whatever. But like, you can't do that because you're not me. So it's like a bit difficult, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
And anyway, so it's just been like, cool, I'll do the things that I absolutely have to do, but the other stuff is just like taking a backseat. Need to turn the brain off for a couple of days. Living on the couch, I've got Pippa, our brand new dog with us. So
Dr.
she's
Pippa.
Like 9 months old. So she's like looking after me. And Torbs is like working in the other room. And I'm trying to like keep to myself. And I'm laying on the couch. There's a knock on the door. And I'm like, the fuck? How is someone knocking on our door?
Yeah.
You have to be like buzzed up into our building.
Does that mean it has to be a neighbor? Or is there a tradesman on the loose? Someone coming around?
It was a neighbor.
Was it John the Cat's owner?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't her. Because that would have been fine. Because I would have just been like, I'm fucking sick. What do you need? And she would have been like, oh, we've locked ourselves out. Can you let us in the back door or whatever?
Was it that moody bitch from the elevator the other week?
No, it wasn't.
Fucking glad.
It was the neighbors from the other side that we've never met before.
Oh.
And anyway, I'm like, I had Pippa like under my arm, and I opened the door and I was like, hello. I've like got my nightie on, my slippers, like I'm looking like shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hello. And they're like, hi, sorry. Like, we actually like own the house next door. And I'm like, yeah. And they go, we're having all this flooding like in our house. And we've just like, and I was like, oh shit. And I'm like looking outside, it wasn't raining or anything. And I was like, oh, okay. And my brain is obviously like working pretty slowly. And they're like, we've had all this flooding like under our floor. We've had to rip up all the floor and like re-floor it. Like insane.
That's big work.
How annoying. And they're like, we own it. And I was like, do you live there? And they're like, no, we've got a tenant. So even more annoying, right? Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, oh, that sucks. And I'm saying all this stuff, but I'm like, how the fuck has this led to you knocking on my door right now?
Well, do you need something like, from me, mate?
Yeah, like you need a fucking some gumboots? Like, I don't know.
Do you think I'm a floorsman?
Like, yeah.
What's a floor person called?
I don't know. Oh, would you then just be a chippy? Like a...
A carpetist?
Carpet
layer?
Yeah, carpet layer.
Floorboard layer?
Carpet engineer?
Well, whatever the fuck that's called.
Yeah.
That's not, you're an audio queen.
I'm not, that's not me.
That's not you.
It doesn't matter what it's called because I'm not.
Because I ain't it.
I'm obviously not that person.
So are you kind of getting a bit restless and a bit like, what are you like?
Restless is the perfect word. I'm like standing there, I've got Pippa under my arm. I'm just like, bro, like tell me how this is my fucking problem.
Yeah.
And I obviously wasn't rude because the guy and his wife, they were fucking lovely.
But imagine after 10 minutes, you're just like, what do you want?
I'm just like, can you fucking get to the punchline here? Yeah. Like, what do you actually need? And he goes, this is a bit weird, but like, do you mind if we have a look in your backyard and see, or like along your wall, and we'll just need to try and kind of figure out where it's happening in our house versus where it's happening in your house, because their house like backs onto
Your one. So,
they're like, is the flooding coming in from like your house, like your kitchen or your bathroom or something?
They're looking for clues.
Yes, exactly. And I was just like, you need to come into my house. Like, it's just like not fucking adding up.
Yeah. And anyway, you're like, I've been really sick. There are tissues everywhere.
There's just shit everywhere. Our fucking house is like a bomb's hit it at the moment because we're just like getting by.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, please don't mind the mess. Like, I'm homesick. And they're like, no, that's totally fine. Like, thank you so much. So they go into the backyard and Torbs comes out with me.
Was he wearing pants?
Yes, he was. Oh,
he'd put some on. He'd heard a commotion.
Yeah. A commotion. I wasn't wearing any pants. Well, I was wearing a nightie.
Yeah.
And anyway, and so they fucking fuck around and they re-explain the whole thing to Torbs.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there like my eyes are fucking hanging out of my head. I'm like, I can't fucking deal with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then so they go, look, we've got this leak detector guy who comes and like we'll do some water testing or whatever. He's going to come tomorrow between 9 and midday. Will you guys be home? And I was like, I can't fucking deal with this level of admin. Like, this is your problem. I can't deal with this right now. And the guy, and we're like, oh, yeah, we should be home. And he goes, oh, I'll grab your number and I'll just text you when I know that he's coming.
Yeah.
We're like, as if I need to fucking deal with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the next day rolls around. The guy, he's supposed to be there between 9 and midday, gets there at 2. You know, that kind of fucking, yeah. Oh, I know. But, like, I'm laying on the couch and I'm just, like, thinking about how this guy is coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't need this fucking stress.
Would you say the thought of him coming is actually way more stressful than him actually being there when you're there?
Oh, exactly. Because like,
lead-up, the build-up.
Because I'm like, oh, if I want to go and have a shower or something, I won't do that because this guy's coming. You know how you just kind of, like...
If I know a tradie's coming, I'll be like, oh, I won't go to the toilet.
Yes.
Because, like, I'll wait. And then you're like... I've been waiting 5 hours.
Yeah. And you're like, if I had have just done it, it would be done and then it's fine. Anyway, and I kind of just like want to lay on the couch and not think about anything, but I'm like aware about this guy fucking coming. Anyway, so he comes in, he comes over and he goes, oh, they like fucking run a tape measure down the length of our house to figure out at what point it's on the other side and they do all this stuff. Like, we're going to have to do all this water testing, but it looks like it's coming in from, so you know in my palatial courtyard, how there's like big concrete planter boxes around the perimeter of the thing. There's like all this greenery. It's really lovely.
I'm glad that you're finally embracing
that. I just got to do it because I'm too sick in fact to deal have with a palatial courtyard.
Yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge that you have acknowledged it.
It's huge.
It's a beautiful day.
It is
huge.
Lovely. Like it's, but you know.
We know.
And they're like, we think it's coming in from one of your planter boxes. Mm. And I'm just like, what? And he's like, yeah, so, you know, maybe like one of the roots in one of the trees has kind of like moved through the thing. And I was like, is that our fault?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, no. And I'm like, no, I'm actually not being an arsehole. Like, can you tell me? Because I genuinely don't know right now. Anyway, and he goes, well, look, you know, we'll have to do some testing. We're not really sure, but we think we'll probably have to rip all these planter boxes out.
What?
And we'll have to, because it's all on one slab. And they think that maybe like the slab has cracked.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to have to rip all this out. And then like all this stuff, they're like, we don't know anything yet. And I was like, also, just so you know, we don't own it. So whatever you want to do, like, we've got to talk to the owner and shit. Like, this is not, we can't actually give you the go ahead.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I just pay the rent, mate.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And so I'm thinking about all this stuff. And then I'm just like, this is just not what I need right now.
No.
Because then the guy, after fucking half an hour of telling me all this horrible shit, he leaves. And like, Torbs and I are talking about it. And he's like, well, it's probably going to take them like a few weeks to sort that out.
Oh, dig out trees, dig up the thing, the slab underneath.
And so Torbs is like, well, probably like, we probably won't be able to live here because the water will be off.
Are you asking to move in? Because you can.
And Torbs goes, so it probably won't be, we'll probably have to fucking move out. We're going to have to break our lease and move out.
Break your lease and move out.
And I was like, shut the fuck up.
That's something you would say. Why is he panicking?
No, because it wasn't even panic. It was just like, if they have to do that, that is probably what's going to happen.
But go away for a few days is also to break our lease and move
out. Oh, well, I'm not going to not live at my house for a car. I'd rather just move. You know? Anyway, and so.
No, I can't. There's Tony Lodge logic.
What? That makes sense. I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather just. That admin.
You know the admin of moving?
Yeah, I'd rather do that once, then move out, then move back in.
You move out, you just go somewhere for a few days. You pack your bag and you go.
Oh.
Okay, you're not in the zone to be making life. Well,
anyway,
I get it.
So he's just telling us all this stuff, like my ears blocked, my fucking eyes feel like they're being pinched by Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm just like not in the fucking mood. And then I was just like, you're just going to have to explain all of this to me another time. And Torbs was like, okay. I was like, I just can't take this
on
right
taking,
now. I can't.
You know when you call a restaurant and it's like getting towards the end of the year and they're full, and they go, we're actually not taking new bookings at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm not actually taking on any new information that isn't me being on that couch.
Oh, literally.
So call back in the new year.
I'm like, if we have to move, that's fine. Tell me next week.
Tell
when
me
I'm better.
When we're packed and where the address is, and I'll plug it into my phone
and
I'll see you over there.
See you there. Yeah. I'll fill my car up with stuff. See you on the other side.
Yeah. You get one trip out of me.
And I was just like, I just cannot.
Yeah.
There's just no way that this is happening today.
Yep.
I'm just not dealing with this. And so I posted in our Patreon. And I was like, what was that really annoying thing that happened? Well, you're already sick.
Yep.
So the big twig, he put it best. He said, I know when I'm sick, I'm one bad event away from a meltdown.
Yep.
And that is exactly where I was at. Oh. I was like, I just can't deal with this. And then I got my period.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But
well, at least not pregnant. That could have been the one meltdown.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine if that was the bad event for me. Denise Karma, she posted in on our Patreon thread and said.
Can you please use her name for a joke?
Denise Karma.
Oh, no, you're a capacity. I'll take that back. Go on.
Don't ask anything more from me, mate.
Yeah,
I can't take it on tonight.
Yeah, I know.
I flew from California to New York for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
My fiancé was going to fly in the day before because I arrived a week earlier. I decided to attend my uncle's 70th birthday bash since I was in town anyway. Ended up catching COVID from someone at the party and wasn't able to go to what was apparently the wedding of the year and like a massive college reunion of everybody you haven't seen in years. It's all in one spot. Yeah. And that never fucking happens.
No. That's karma. Sorry, it's not.
Waste of a trip. And what made it worse, I killed the time in the isolation by taking certifications for work when she was supposed to be on vacation.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Andrew Dennis said, I got sick a few years back and my dog decided it was a good idea to get into my edibles. Not only,
wow.
And I'm assuming they're legal
yep.
wherever Andrew is. Not only was it coming out both ends of me, but my dogs too.
Well,
but
over
guess
the bowl.
Who couldn't use the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when a human is having a rough time, I mean, you just got to sit there and cover up when a dog's at you.
Because they don't know why.
Yeah, what's happening to me.
But you're sick and then that's happening as well. So you're like, I've got to clean up puppy spew or vomit. Like, that's awful.
That is awful. That's karma. No, it's not karma.
Jake Morland, similar, said, one time I had terrible sinus infection, which is the worst,
yeah.
And my puppy at the time had explosive diarrhea around the apartment on the carpet. How so you feel like shit, your head feels like it's about to burst, yep. And then you're like,
So when do we find out, and if the answer is I don't know because I don't want to know, but when do we find out if you're moving?
They're going to come back and do a bunch of testing on, because if it's like sewage water, then it's coming from below. But yeah. If it's like rainwater or clear water, yeah. Then it's coming from our apartment. Yeah. So we actually, I don't know when that all happened.
Are you asking? Because I've just noticed.
Yeah.
That this move out chat.
Yeah.
Is kind of syncing up to me moving into the new house. That has
Mate, we could not live together.
Oh.
You are fucking joking if you think we could live together.
Oh, I'm just saying that we've got a few spare rooms.
I really like appreciate that. But we've got a dog as well. That's annoying.
I love dogs. You know, and me and Pip get along great, yeah. Don't we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit over eager sometimes.
You're just a bit rough with her, yeah. And she's so small.
Yeah, she is very little.
Yeah.
But I hear what you're saying.
That's actually lovely of you. I think I'd rather move.
Okay. Cool.
No, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Imagine the content we'd get out of that.
We could plan our final episode. That would be obviously not too far away.
The Tony and Ryan funeral.
The final live stream from the cemetery. Well, let me give you a love to see it.
Okay.
Because maybe this will bring you back around. And I actually think, considering you've had a rough week.
Thank you.
Torb has had a rough week dealing with all this crap. Pip, you know, God bless her. She's been wearing the cone and stuff. She's had a rough struggle.
Yeah.
There's a place in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Called Burgers and Ribs.
Oh, my God. Yum.
Guess what they do?
Ribs and maybe burgers?
Yeah. So, like, your classic.
Is this different to Ribs and Burgers? Because that's another place.
Maybe it is that place.
Ribs and Burgers is like a chain.
It might be a chain.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a classic steakhouse.
Yeah.
Obviously, it does ribs, burgers, night. Like when you just need
meat
and you're just like, I just really crave it. Like they get it done. And you know how steak places I've got really good at, like, for some reason, the chips are just way better. I don't know if it's like the garlic salt or the whatever.
Chip,
yeah. So
they're always like that beer bat, like they're real cribby on the outside. Oh, so good.
So I was real tired the other day and I was just like, I think for whatever reason, I just feel like I didn't need meat.
Yep. Oh, yep.
And so I was like, oh, this place will pick me up.
Nice.
And I
just do Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. The sauce options.
Yeah.
They've
fucking
got
light on me.
All the classics.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's doing an aioli now, like a garlic aioli or a peri peri.
A fucking sriracha aioli does me fucking in. There is actually nothing better.
Wow.
That's my love to say it.
Well, I would traditionally agree with you. With the line, is there anything better? There's nothing better. However, this place, and I like that they're not pretending to be anything they're not. Because you know how some food places get, and all businesses get competitive with their competitors. Like, heaven forbid, you know, we...
Competitive with their competitors.
Well,
competitors.
Let me just tell you what they're doing.
Sorry, yeah.
One of the sauce options is Big Mac sauce.
Oh, mate. You know I'm a fan of Big Mac sauce. It's what I always order if I get nuggets.
Yep. And what I like is that they didn't like pretend that it was like, oh, it's our own special white whipped with garlic. They're like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We're not pretending that McDonald's doesn't exist. We know Macca's is a real place. We know they also do burgers.
Oh.
But when someone's onto a good thing, let them have the win.
Mate.
They're Big Mac sauces. And so now you can order your fries or your steak or your ribs or your whatever you want.
With Big Mac
Big Mac sauce. And I just went, oh, I actually said that out loud. Bridget, don't you love to see that? As I was filling my face with meat and Big Mac sauce.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of Big Mac sauce, so I will give you that.
Now, are you going to provide it? You love to see it, or are you going to just claim peri-peri mayo?
I do have one, but a sriracha mayo is fucking... And I'm not saying peri-peri, not like peri-nays, like from Nando's. The actual sriracha mayo that you get in the orange bottle.
I only got onto sriracha like a year or two ago.
Oh, mate.
I have it on eggs now.
It's fucking so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we just saying sriracha? You love to see it? I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Natalie's story can wait.
Yeah. Chat to you tomorrow, Nat. Maybe, do you need some extra, like, is heat going to help you?
So I have been eating a lot of spicy food to try and get rid of my cold because that's always my go-to.
Yep.
Torbs normally makes like a massive batch of like chili con carne or a massive curry or something.
Yep. Sweat it out,
dog. And he goes, put your hoodie on, put some tracksuit pants on, some socks on, soak it in and sauna yourself,
yep.
and that'll fucking sweat it out. And then so I've been doing that.
Yep.
And it hasn't really worked. And then yesterday he made a really, really spicy laksa. But because I have been coughing so much, my throat is like red raw.
Oh, no,
so I couldn't
burn
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I just coughed more and then I couldn't enjoy it. And then I cried because I couldn't eat the laksa.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick and I've got my period and I can't eat anything good.
But how about that Big Mac sauce
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, love a sriracha mayo.
Yeah, great. Yeah, yeah great. Great. Yeah. Good to hear. Just positive things. Just two positive friends doing positive things, contributing to
here.
A positive society.
Exactly yeah. right.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.